Oh, we're not even testing. We're just going for it?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I think we're going to talk about five signs we're adults.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just, let me word it in like an in a more poetic way.
Yeah, please.
It has to sound like a BuzzFeed article. Yeah. Like five signs you know you're officially an adult.
Thank you. That's what I meant to say.
You know that vibe, like 21, 22, 23, sometimes you're like, I'm just a baby. Like, I'm just a child. But Amanda and I feel like we're actually properly adults now. And there's certain things that we enjoy and that we look forward to that we would not have been able to relate to as prolonged teenagers or teenagers. So we're going to break down five of those things today. And it should be hopefully a fun conversation.
I'll give you my first.
Okay.
I've had some conversations with friends about our vacuums, and it's so embarrassing. And I remember hearing parents talk about this when being young and wanting to rip my eardrums out because it was, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Yeah. And I do that now. And the Dyson, everyone?
Yeah.
I recommend.
Dyson everything. I want to get a Dyson Airwrap so badly, but it's like $700.
Is that like a hair blow dryer?
It's like a hair. It's like a heatless hair curler.
Whoa!
But it's like the technology. It's Dyson, but it like wraps up your hair just with like air, and then you can take it. I'll show you after. Amanda is such a gramanda. Like she doesn't know what the Dyson
everything. Then.
But it's like a blowout tool, but it doesn't use heat. It's amazing.
My dream. Okay.
It's like my dream too, but it's so expensive. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, vacuums are lit. Like, literally for my birthday, I was going to ask my dad, when I was still thinking I was going to be living here, for, like, a proper vacuum, like a $200 vacuum. The thought of asking for a vacuum when I was 18 or something...
is fucked up.
Is hysterical. Yeah. But I really appreciate good cleaning tools. Or if you buy, like, a new... or, like, trying your own DIY, like, toilet scrubber, and you're like, ooh, let me mix this, like... baking lemon soda with water. Lemon
yeah. and vinegar.
You're like, wow, that really removes the stains. Amazing.
And it's also not toxic.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I don't know if you ever watched Jenna Marbles. She was like a, I remember once did a whole episode on this topic. And that was her number one thing is like, I freaking love cleaning. I love vacuuming. I love scrubbing. And I can relate. Like, I truly look forward to my days off when I know I'll be able to properly tidy, organize, and clean my house. It used to be like a fate worse than death to know that I had a list of chores.
Or your parents just screaming at you. Well, that's the thing.
When someone else is telling you to clean, it's not as fun. But like when it's your own space that you take pride in and that you pay for, it's just like, it's like an act of self-care, you know? Mm-hmm. To like wash your sheets and fold your laundry and just do those things. And you won't relate to that until you actually are, like, an adult making your own way in the world.
Oh, yeah. And it's also proven that if your house is all cluttered and messy, like, your brain is not going to function as happily.
Yeah. So that's the first one.
Vacuums and cleaning. Okay, well, that was mine, so you give me one.
Early bedtime and not being able to... stomach, like late nights out, crazy hangovers. It's just
you're out for a week.
Yeah, you're out. You're
even
literally,
if it's not a hangover, but you stay up past your bedtime. You're like, whoa!
I literally stay up for 1 minute past 9:30 p.m. and I've caught the plague. Like my immune system shuts down, my brain shuts down. It's true. Like I have no immune system to begin with. I truly don't. But I look like through my Instagram and I'm seeing people out partying, going to Coachella, whatever. I'm just like tucked away with my face mask in my bed with my book. Yeah. And yes, I still like to party maybe once in a while, but it has to be like a special and rare occasion. Like I can't do it four nights a week like I used to. And I don't want to do it that much either. And it's like I'd rather spend my money on like a nice bottle of wine versus spending that same amount of money on like 12 tequila shots that are disgusting.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
Which kind of is related to yours that you just mentioned. Partying in like your adult friends' houses. Like literally choosing to all have a gathering together mm-hmm. and bring your own alcohol and be sitting around the table and chatting and drinking rather than like going to a bar. That to me
like
is something
a, like a sophisticated house party type
exactly thing, right? And we all bring our dogs and we all drink mm-hmm. and no furniture is broken and no fights other than dog fights.
No threesomes in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. I thought that was really funny. That's officially adulting because we're like, you know what? We want to be able to hear each other speak with not the loud music in the way. And we want our affordable beverages rather than having the exact same beverage at the bar. That's four times the price. Mm-hmm. And I freaking love everything about it.
Mm-hmm. I would say another one is not being able to keep up with the trends and the lingo of like the youth. Like, you know, for so many years, you're kind of phasing out of it, but you still know what chuggy means, or I don't even know if Amanda knows what that means.
I don't.
It's like what kids used to say, like cringy or like, wow, that's so chuggy. Like, that's lame. Like, that's...
Well, I'm officially there. I'm an adult. Exactly. I don't know the new lingo.
Well, I know. I can hardly keep up too. And then there's all these like TikTok trends. Like there's a new one every day and I can't keep track. And I don't know who wrote this song. And they're like, you haven't heard of this up and coming artist? Like, I can't believe it. Like he's put out so many good songs. And I'm like, who is this person? Like, I truly, and I'm a millennial, so I'm still, and I love pop culture. So I'm like somewhat infused in the whole zeitgeist. But someone like Amanda, who's just a few years older than me and really, really doesn't care about pop culture, you're just like so far out to sea, truly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I go to, so funny, if I was to go to a club now, like I don't even think I'd know any of the songs.
True.
The fashion, I would not be understanding it. And I probably wouldn't understand what the young kids are saying to me because I don't know all their slang now.
Fashion is one thing that I refuse to grow up on. Like, I was thinking about this because I've been shopping a lot for like this upcoming trip I'm probably going on, and I've just been like not even so much shopping, just browsing, like brainstorming, making my little vision board, because you guys know I love clothes, I love fashion, and everything I'm looking at is like what I'm seeing 18-year-olds wear on TikTok. I'm like, yes, that's for me, yes. Like, it's so funny, like when I go through my clothes for like a day at work, I'm like, this is a crop top. Like, I don't have a lot of grown-up normal clothes that are not ripped jeans or crop tops. So that's one aspect I refuse. Like, I'm going to be that 54-year-old mother who's like wearing completely inappropriate clothes. And I don't care because I'm like, if they get to wear it, I get to wear it. Like, I want to wear these because I love how the Y2K styles are coming back right now. Like, early 2000s kind of Paris Hilton clothes are really in. And that is my vibe. Like, that I love late 90s, early 2000s clothes. I love the bright colors. I love like the sparkly makeup. I love it all. So I'm living for this, like the platform flip-flops, everything. So I'm not really going to dress like an adult. I'm going to dress like an 18-year-old TikToker and I'm going to live my best life. But that's one thing.
You'll never be an adult on.
Never.
Well, my mom's the same, Adita.
It's true.
Sarah gives like her hand-me-downs to my mom because she knows my mom will love them because she also dresses like an 18-year-old.
It'll be like a hot pink zebra like outfit. And I'm like, Amanda, I'm bypassing you because I know you are not going to wear this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's just in reverse also the way I know I'm an adult, because now, like, going out for fun, I'm, like, looking through my closet. I'm like, God damn it. Like, it's all just business casual.
not me.
Yeah, what I have to wear more often day to day. And so I'm like, frig, like, I'm losing all my crop tops. I gotta, yeah.
Oh, another way? I think this is five. We're probably going to go over five.
We can. We're allowed.
It's our podcast. You can do whatever you want. Is when you start like religiously taking care of like your hair, skin, nails.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, my collagen is depleting officially.
You actually just reminded me that I'm out and I have to stop at the grocery store on the way home.
Yeah, it's like you really realize that
collagen is our ride or die.
You can no longer just bask in the fountain of beauty without a second thought. Mm-hmm. Like the tables have turned and I am doing every single premeditative thing humanly possible to keep my beauty.
Yeah. to keep the youth.
That is how you know that you are an adult.
Yeah.
And when you start truly seeing little grays come in, little wrinkles under your eyes. Like, I was really seeing some wrinkles under my eyes the other day. And I was like, oh my God. Like, it was really, I'm not upset about it or anything. I don't really have an issue with aging. It just was trippy. Like, I still see myself as a child. Am I guess I can say it now because she's announced it. My sister's pregnant. Yay.
Yay, Emily.
And she's turning 30 soon. So she's like a very appropriate normal age to be having her first child. Yeah, this is so funny. And she was like,
Or teen pregnancy.
Yeah, she's like, I feel like I'm going through a teen pregnancy. And we were all cracking up. And she's like, but then I remember that I'm like 30 and this is normal. And it's so
true.
We're
dying laughing.
Because I'd feel the exact same way. I'd be like, does MTV like want to come film this like so I can be on Teen Mom? Because like,
I still feel like teenagers.
I can't. I can't even
fathom
it.
Other than the
it.
Vacuuming.
And I think everyone in our generation, I've noticed this with my brother too, Nick, because Nick's just been like out partying, living his best life. I feel like a lot of us are wanting to make up for lost time because of COVID. It's like the last 2 years have just been so serious and boring and like domesticated. Everyone's been stuck at home, like literally knitting and doing puzzles to entertain themselves. So there seems to be this resurgence of people partying
of
right now.
Wild side.
And even if you're technically like too old for that, people are like, I don't care. And I'm feeling the exact same way. Even like Coachella this year, obviously I didn't go, but apparently it was like the highest number of attendance like
makes
ever.
Sense. Yeah.
Which makes sense after being canceled for 2 years in a row. People are just dying at the chance to live life again. And even if you're on the cusp of 50, you're like, not actually, but if you're on the cusp of 30, let's say, and technically you should be like settling down and saving your money and all this, I can see why some people would want to blow it up a little bit just to reclaim some fun from the last few years, which I think is fair enough. We survived a pandemic, and let's be real, guys, the world's gonna end in 40 years at most anyway. So YOLO, live it up.
Oh God, I don't even wanna think about that. But
kind of spiraling off of the Emily thing, again, congrats, Emmy. When your friends and family start having babies and it does not really faze you, that's how you know you're an adult. I mean, it's always exciting, of course, but like every single day on my Instagram feed, I'm seeing people
new
I went to high school with, pregnant, engaged, bought a house together. And it slowly but surely is becoming more normalized. It still does throw me for a loop a little bit just because I'm like so far from that place in my life. But it's really starting, and I'm sure for you, it doesn't really faze you at all anymore because you're a few years older than me. But for me, it's really starting to get to the point where I'm like, oh, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Like, it, and when you're 21 or 22 and your friend gets engaged, you're like,
again,
are
teen
you
pregnancy.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you being sold into slavery? Is this an arranged marriage?
Yeah, that's funny.
Thanks. I tend to be funny. You said that so deadpan. That's funny.
I would die without caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another one, which does make me sad. But it's not that I feel like other people wouldn't want to be around me if I'm not caffeinated. It's that I don't want to be around me if I'm not caffeinated.
That was me this morning.
Mm-hmm. It's, I guess that's an adult thing, unfortunately.
Yeah, really just becoming very dependent on your coffee, for sure.
Because 8 hours isn't enough. Because your Dyson isn't enough.
Yeah, and it's nothing's enough. You're always, you're perpetually tired and run down as an adult.
Yeah, I have not felt not tired for years.
I know. It's true. And it's so funny when you see people go on vacation. Like, I know I can speak to this, like, with my mom, who's just, like, you know, works so hard and she worries and all this. You literally see 10 years melt off their face. It's like you actually see it. Like, it's like they're...
But now you get it, too.
I
You're
do.
You're like, okay, if I just went to Mexico for a week, like, I would go nuts in the best way.
Yeah.
Like, nothing else exists.
And that's what I need.
Except this moment. Yeah.
And so I'm planning a little trip for myself, potentially, just to have a week of, like...
Just a break.
Fun, like, flirtation... enjoyment, just a break from reality, a break from having to be an adult and be like on top of everything all the time. But yeah, like, unless, like, if you're an adult, you're perpetually stressed, run down,
tired,
falling behind on something, whether that be you're falling behind on your whatever, your fitness program, or you're falling behind on your workload, And I can't even imagine what it's like also being a parent on top of all of this. Like, it truly doesn't get easier. It just seems to get harder and harder. But I suppose the older you get, the more you develop just like coping mechanisms and strength and wisdom and all of those things to counterbalance. Because your 20s is weird. Like, you're still adjusting to being an adult. You're like graduating from one phase of life to the other, and it's awkward and it's uncomfortable. And that's why I wanted to do this specific podcast, because I think there's so much in that genre to talk about, like so many crazy, wild, awkward transitions that people can relate to. And this is one of them, I suppose, just finally waking up one day and realizing, holy shit.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we don't want this episode to sound like a depressing one.
No, related to, it's great being an adult.
I'm an adult. Because we don't feel that way. Like, we've been loving every second of it. Sure, we are tired and into vacuums, which is a very loser thing to be into. But we wouldn't trade it for the world.
I really like how with each passing year, I'm more secure in my emotions, my decisions. I know, and it really changed for me when I hit 25. Like, I was like, oh, this is Sarah. Mm. Like, I knew my voice, and I knew what I was mm-hmm. good at, and I knew what I was bad at. And I didn't feel like I was trying to fit into other people's molds of me so much. And I just felt a lot more secure in my identity as a woman. And that is like a really beautiful thing. And although all the external circumstances of being an adult are stressful in terms of like money, responsibility, yada, 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 like actually just knowing who you are is really a beautiful thing.
Well, it's what like the point of life is.
Yeah.
Once you figure that out, like, you will enjoy every day of your life, no matter how tired you are.
Mm-hmm.
And agreed, that is my favorite thing in the world about being an adult. Mm-hmm. I so know who I am, and I do not give a crap about what other people think, really.
And it is kind of nice, too, to be able to just, like, make decisions for yourself without mm-hmm. having to, like, ask people for permission, ask people for money, like, whatever. Like,
or defend yourself, too.
And I still feel like sometimes, like, I still have to, like, ask my parents if it's okay, or I have to, like, run, like, you really, like, I want to book a trip for myself, and I have the money and I have the ability to do it, but I'm really overthinking it because it's just like, am I allowed? Like, is this okay? It's just, it's a bit yeah. weird, but it's beautiful that I could literally do whatever the heck I want so long as it's obviously like not affecting anybody negatively, but it's my life, it's my money, it's my body. And that's one thing, that agency and independence is one thing about being an adult that is really beautiful, and you unfortunately don't have that luxury when you're 16 or 17. You do, unless you're being a total brat, like, you do have to run things by your parents. You do have to get your parents' permission, which I think is important because your brain, trust me, your brain is not the same at 17 as it's going to be when you're 25 or 26. It truly isn't.
Not one bit. Like, not even close.
Yeah. No, not even close.
My favorite thing about being an adult is I love saying no and not feeling bad about it. On my way here, Sarah asked me to pick up a Starbucks, and I was like, fuck that, no. Love you, though.
I was actually really bummed. I was like, oh, okay.
And I don't care, and I love that about adulthood.
And I love that you're the only person in the world who I would not have spiraled. Like, if any other friend said that, I would have been like, we're not friends anymore. But because it's Amanda, I'm just like, okay, fair enough. You know you're an adult when you are sitting at a group, like, you know, a party or a table with, like, a bunch of 18-year-olds, and you're like, oh my God, when I was your age, I did the same thing. But when you get older, you realize that you don't have to do that. And you go, like, you're talking to them like you're an elder, even though you're like 4 years older than them. But you truly can't relate to them at all, even though, and that is just, it's like you're the mom off Mean Girls. You're like, how you doing, girls? You guys keep me young. You keep me young. Like, I feel that way with people who are like 21. Like, Kieran is like 22, and I actually feel like her grandmother. And I just, but I love it because you really do feel like you can pass on legitimate, like, wisdom and advice, because those 4 or 5 years of life difference between, let's say, a 22-year-old and a 27-year-old is enormous and gigantic. And, like, you really, and I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a lot because your 20s are so pivotal. So, like, I do kind of like sharing my advice. And you...
You age, like, decades.
You do.
From 22 to 28.
Yeah.
It's not 6 years. Yeah. It's 6 decades.
And I find now, I you know what's weird is you watch, like, TV shows or movies or read books, and I, like, can relate to the adult female characters more than, like, the teenagers. You know, you watched One Tree Hill or whatever growing up, and you, of course, were... You didn't give a crap about who the parents were or who the teachers were. Like, you only cared about the little teeny boppers, and you're like, I want to be like her. I want to dress like her, whatever. And now I'm like, they really disrespected Miss Robinson. She has a hard life. And like, I really relate and empathize more with the female characters. And I want to see more like middle-aged or older women on TV. And it's just like, nobody wants to explore. It's like women become old news once they're after past 30. And there's not a lot of roles for women in TV or movies or anything. So I think we should change that narrative, because I honestly think it just keeps getting better and better, especially for women. Like, the more you grow out of trying to fit this perfect mold of what a girl should be, women are just become more and more savage the older they get. Like, I've witnessed it with so many women, and it's just inspiring.
Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. It's so liberating. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, agreed. Every year it gets better. We're more free. We're more fierce. And that's the beauty of being an adult woman or person. We won't discriminate.
Oh my God, I remember what I was going to say.
Yay!
Okay, this really tripped me up the other day. I was at work, and there was this little baby who was being bopped around on her dad, and it was, like, so cute. And then I'm like, oh, what's the name? And they're like, McKinley. And I'm like, ugh. I'm probably going to offend someone out there, but I'm like, It's just, like, those names. I just can't get on board with those names that are, like,
that are made up names,
like Brindlin,
yeah,
and I'm
exactly.
like, what? Or like Evangelina, and I'm like, what? Or like
just blended
Emelina. I'm like, where did you cut? Like, it's just too many syllables, and it just I can't. Anyway, sorry if your child's name is like.
Well, it just has to be unique, you know.
I just it's just That's like it's not my vibe. Like, I'm more into like Beth or like Clara, like just simple cute names personally. But anyway. The baby, McKinley was cute. She was a cute little thing. She's bopping around. Anyway, so I'm like fawning over the baby because you know me with my baby fever. And then the mom just looks at me. She's like, how old are your kids? I actually was like, oh,
my daughter on four legs is
I should have said that. My daughter, Darla, is 6 months old. No, I was like, oh, I don't have kids, but like my sister's expecting, so that's fun. She's like, oh, cool. But I like remember going down into the mirror in the bathroom and I was looking at myself. I'm like, you are officially old enough, bitch, for people to think you have kids. Like,
that
it's not
is so funny.
It's not a foreign concept for me anymore. Like, someone could very well assume that I'm married or have kids because, like, I apparently carry myself that way and I look that way. And that it's not.
It's just because you were so good with the kid.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why.
Yeah,
she's
like,
oh, she has to have some.
But it's not a good or bad thing. It's just funny. It's just interesting.
It is.
Like, if. I remember getting personally offended, like, if someone, I think once or twice, like, people would ask me if I was married or whatever when I was 18 or something, because I was tall and maybe people thought I was older, and I actually would, like, run and tell everybody, like, the craziest thing just happened to me, and when she said it, like, it kind of shocked me for a second, but then I just let it sink in, and I was like, okay, like, fair question, like, fair enough, no, like, I'm still a child, thank you, still a preteen. Still going through puberty, still waiting for my boobs to come in, but one day I'd like to be a mom. Crazy.
That's really funny.
Yeah, so that's how you know you're an adult,
yeah,
officially.
Yeah, people, and I take no offense, they will at work be like, do you have any kids? Because it's true, I could. And I do, but he has four legs.
Yes.
And is perfect.
Imagine, my son's name is Mango.
I do, I fully answer. Like, I'll
McKinley
be
and Mango. Yeah.
So funny. Well, people at work always hear me talking about my son, but someone like maybe like 4 months later was like, you always talked about your son and I thought you actually had a human son.
I'm yeah,
like, well,
I do.
I do, but.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll do a review.
Okay. Sounds good. Wow. What a tough passcode to crack, Amanda.
I know. Okay. This one's from our boy, Brian. Love listening to the podcast. If I could leave 6 stars, I would have. Can't wait for the next episode.
Thanks, Brian.
We love you.
MVP.
Yes.
MVP. Brian is obviously Amanda's partner and godfather to Darla Barla.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Brian, for your support.
We love you.
We love you.
Keep them coming, people.
Keep them coming.
We love you.
Yes.
We love you all.
We do. But we'll love you more if you leave a review. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. I am out here thirsting away with my graphic designs and my little memes that I put together. And I post little videos and stuff on there too and updates. So follow us on Instagram at 20s.somethings.podcast. Follow us on TikTok, even though I've been really slacking with my TikTok game, but your girl has been busy.
Being an adult.
Yeah, being an adult. Exactly, exactly. And I guess that's it. Follow us, hit the notification. Hit the button that you'll be notified whenever we have episodes coming out. And we'll be dropping one every week, we promise. And I'm going to have lots of new fun guests coming on soon as I go on my trip, as I move home. Lots of fun new people. Amanda will, of course, still be the OG. But I'm excited to introduce you to lots of cool people who Amanda also knows and loves. So
it's true. I'm still connected.
Yeah.
I'll have a little mini retirement, but then I'm going to come back. Don't you worry, guys.
Yeah. Okay. We love you. We appreciate you. You're doing great out there. If you're an adult, keep it up. Keep up the hard work. And remember to have a little bit of fun from time to time.
Yeah, adulting is fun. We got this.
We got this. Bye.